Welcome to the Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, and your gentle reminder to slow down and come home to yourself. Each week, we explore what it means to live with more trust, more presence, and more peace, one breath at a time. You are safe here. I want you to treat this like we just sat down with warm drinks in our hands. No rush, no performance, just honesty. Take a deep breath with me. Let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw unclench. Let your breath deepen all the way into your belly. If you've been scrolling, toggling between tabs, carrying on 10 conversations in your head at once, this is your invitation to pause. You don't have to solve anything right now. You don't have to prove anything. You can just be here. This episode is personal to me. It's not polished, not dramatic. It's just real. Because what I'm sharing today isn't that breakthrough moment. It's not the dramatic rock bottom to mountaintop story. It's the behind the scenes of how my self-trust actually grew. It's quiet, slow, one small ritual at a time. If you're in a season where you feel disconnected from yourself, where every decision feels heavy, where you question your own instincts, and you wonder if you can ever rely on your own voice, I want you to know something. Self-trust is not rebuilt in one brave leap. It's rebuilt in ordinary moments, in tiny choices, in small kept promises. And that's something that you can begin with today, right here, in this very breath. Pause. Notice your body. You are safe here. We're going to take this step by step. The lowest point of my self-doubt was about a year into my infertility journey. Every month felt like a referendum on my self-worth. My period would start, and I would drop into this heavy, crushing depression. This wasn't just sadness. It was grief, and a grief that felt physical, like someone had set a weight on my chest and left it there. My stomach would tighten. My thoughts would get very loud. I'm a failure. It's never going to happen for me. There's something wrong with you. The worst part was this didn't stay contained to just fertility. If my body couldn't do this one thing that was so natural for everyone else, what else was I failing at? My weight was climbing. I was not taking care of myself. I was spiraling in comparison mode. Everyone else was getting pregnant so easily. Why not me? On the outside, I looked proactive. I was taking the supplements, tracking all the things, learning, reading every tip and trick to get it right. Reading, researching, optimizing. I was surface level doing the work. But underneath, after a year, I didn't think it was possible. And each month was this same cycle. Depression when my period started. Then you get some nervous anticipation, the pressure to get it right. And then 2 weeks of pins and needles, overanalyzing every moment symptom. Trying not to think about it, but thinking about nothing else. It stopped being fun and hopeful, and it became control. And underneath the control was anxiety. There's a quote that always sticks with me. Have you ever really had control, or did you just have anxiety? That was me. I was living entirely in my head, trying to think my way through something my body was already trying to tell me all about. I ignored the tightness in my chest. I ignored the buzzing in my nervous system. I ignored the weight in my stomach. I ignored the heavy period symptoms. I ignored all the different hormonal imbalances my body was trying to show me. I thought that if I could just outsmart the process, I could fix it. But every month, that depression got worse. Until I realized I really didn't have the tools to process what was happening. I couldn't logic my way out of grief. So I started therapy. And the first real practice I learned wasn't complicated. It was kindness. Turning the compassion that I so freely gave to everyone else back towards myself. It felt really awkward at first. Very fake. I was so used to the negative loop that catching it felt like trying to just grab air. So 1 month, my period began to start, and the familiar script began. I'm a failure. It's never going to happen. But I paused this time, and I took a breath. And I said, I'm choosing to think differently. I'm learning. This is a learning situation. I'm working on getting better. I'm working on making better choices. I'm working on listening more. Nothing externally changed. But inside, something softened. The weight on my chest eased just a little bit. And that was the first step. Not a pregnancy test, not a breakthrough, but a deep breath, a reframing of my thoughts, a moment of interrupting the pattern of cruelty. And with time, I started noticing the difference between living in my head and living in my body. Infertility mainly sat in my head, analyzing, control, ignoring the signals, overriding the tightness, ignoring the hormone imbalances, pretending that the buzzing wasn't there. I did eventually get pregnant and learned motherhood is different. Motherhood shows me what body-led trust feels like. Through choosing a natural birth, through choosing to use oils, for making decisions for my daughter. These are not spirals. They are steady. They lived in my gut. They moved through me before my brain even had time to question and debate them. It's instinct, a different level of authority. It sits in a grounded knowing that does not require polling, social media, online. That contrast broke something for me. I realized I wasn't incapable of self-trust. I had just been living so disconnected from my body. My infertility journey forced me to face that. It forced me to see how much I was trying to control the timing, the outcome, my life. But all I had was stress and anxiety. And underneath that anxiety were old stories, trauma, belief about who I was supposed to be, where I was supposed to be in my life, a version of myself I had been pretending to be. I had been living someone else's dream instead of my own. That season was not just about getting pregnant. It was about becoming, releasing control, rebuilding beliefs, letting go of stories that weren't true, learning to trust God instead of micromanaging my life. It was about finding myself again, not one big revelation, but in small moments of kindness, in pausing the spiral in my head, in listening to the tightness of my chest instead of ignoring it, choosing to feel into my body instead of think. That is how self-trust began to rebuild. It's not through certainty, but through compassion, through returning to my body over and over. Trust isn't built in breakthroughs. It's built in small deposits. We think trust is something that either exists or doesn't, like a personality trait. Like confidence, you either are someone who trusts yourself or you're not. But honestly, that's not really how it works. Trust is cumulative. If you think of it maybe more like a bank account, every time you keep a promise to yourself, you're making a deposit. Every time you honor your body instead of override it, you're making a deposit. Every time you tell the truth instead of performing, deposit. Every time you pause instead of spiral, deposit. And just like money, it doesn't grow because of one large transaction. It grows because of consistent, repeated contributions. During my infertility journey, I was just making withdrawals. Every time I called myself a failure, every time I ignored my body's signals, every time I said yes when I meant no, was a withdrawal. Every time I pushed past exhaustion because I thought I should. And I wondered why I felt so depleted, bankrupt. The shift happened when I stopped trying to win the lottery of self-trust and started making those $5 deposits, the tiny ones. So let me teach you the framework that I came out of that season with. First, you have to redefine what counts. We discount the small things because they feel unimpressive. We want transformation to look dramatic. We want that clean before and after. We want to feel that big moment where we finally arrive. But your nervous system doesn't respond to drama. It responds to consistency. So when you pause before reacting, it's that microscopic moment. No one applauds it. No one probably even knows it's happening, but your body will register it. I didn't get abandoned, and that's what matters. When I say no to the negative loop, even for 30 seconds, that matters. When I took the walk after saying I would, that matters. Those are those trust deposits. They fall into three categories: alignment, when your actions match your inner knowing. When you feel the know in your chest and you honor it. When you feel tired and you go to bed instead of scrolling. When you sense that a conversation needs a different level of honesty and you choose to speak gently but clearly. Alignment is not about perfection. It's about congruence. Your inner and your outer world start to match. The second category is repair deposits. Because you will mess up. We're all human. You will override your body. You will snap. You will spiral. You will say yes when you meet no. Trust isn't broken by mistakes. It's broken by lack of repair. During my infertility journey, when I spiraled, I would stay in that shame for days. It was compounding on it. But when I began to notice and say, I snapped because I was overwhelmed, what did I need? That was repair. When you apologize, even to yourself, that's a deposit. When you can self-correct without hatred, when you notice the pattern and choose differently next time. Repair tells your nervous system, even when I mess up, I don't abandon myself. The third category is compassion deposits. And this is the one that I needed most, and I learned from therapy. Kindness is not indulgent. It's regulatory. So when my period would start and the script began, choosing to speak gently to myself was not a delusion. It was a retraining. Your brain wires through repetition. If you have that rehearsed, I'm a failure for years, that pathway is very strong. When you interrupt it and you choose, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm doing the best I can with what I know right now, you're layering a new pathway. And yes, it will feel awkward at first, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. It's simply because it's new. Here's what most people miss. It's important to track these deposits. Not obsessively, not rigidly, but intentionally. Because if you don't notice and track your small wins, your brain defaults to scanning and bringing up those failures. So I started writing them down. When I paused before I reacted, when I closed my laptop when I said I would, when I honored the tightness in my chest and waited before saying yes or no. It started without some fancy system, just a random piece of paper, a note on my phone, the margin of my journal, little evidence markers. And over time, something changed. Instead of waking up thinking I can't trust myself, I began waking up thinking I'm showing up. That's the subtle shift. Trust is not a feeling you wait for. It's the byproduct of all that evidence you've been gathering. When you repeatedly show up for yourself, when you say that you are someone who listens, who repairs, who aligns, who speaks kindly, your body relaxes. You don't have to force the confidence. Your nervous system settles because you've gathered the proof. This is why small rituals matter. A ritual is simply a repeated action with intention. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It could be 5 breaths before responding, 1 paragraph in your journal, 10 minutes outside, putting down your phone when you need a break, speaking 1 boundary, a small daily shifts, accumulated change, it becomes self-trust. You have to watch out because control will get sneaky. We usually use rituals to control the outcome. If I journal perfectly, I'll be calm. If I do everything right, life will cooperate. But that's not the point. These rituals are not about controlling you. They're about stabilizing you. Infertility taught me that as much as I wanted the control, all I had was anxiety. The more I tried to grip the outcome, the more disconnected I became from my body. And when I shifted to focusing on the small deposits instead of results, everything softened. I couldn't control the timing, but I could control whether I spoke to myself with cruelty or kindness. I couldn't force the pregnancy, but I could choose to listen to the tightness in my chest instead of override it. I couldn't manage every variable, but I could make one small aligned choice today. And that was enough. Because over a few months, those choices compounded. And at first it looks insignificant. Then slowly, quietly, the growth accelerates. Self-trust works the same way. One breath, one boundary, one honest conversation, one act of compassion, one repair, repeat. There's something else I want you to hear. You already have some of these deposits. You're listening to this podcast. You've made a deposit. You've survived hard things. You've made hard decisions. You've left situations that didn't feel right. You've chosen growth when it would have been easier to numb. But you didn't label those as trust deposits. You probably dismissed them. You minimized your own evidence. Part of rebuilding trust is reclaiming that history. Look back and say, that was me. I did that. I chose that. It may feel like it, but you're not actually starting from zero. You are building from scabbard evidence that you haven't acknowledged yet. This is where your patience becomes sacred. Trust is not a 30-day sprint. It's built over seasons. There were months during my infertility journey where I felt like nothing was changing. But beneath the surface, I was rewiring. I was choosing compassion instead of cruelty. I was choosing presence instead of disassociation. I was choosing to feel instead of control. This is the slow work. It's also permanent work. Because when trust is rebuilt through repetition, you feel it, it's embodied. That steadiness I feel in motherhood didn't appear out of nowhere. It's a result of those deposits. The difference is that in motherhood, I allowed my body to lead. The invitation for you is not to become someone else. It's to return to your body. To make one small promise today and keep it. To notice one negative loop and interrupt it. Choose one ritual and repeat it long enough that your nervous system believes you. You don't need a grand reinvention. You need consistency. Those $5 deposits over and over. That is how self-trust grows. Quietly, steadily, one ritual at a time. I want you to do something simple with me. This isn't dramatic or life-altering, just honest. Take a breath, and I want you to think of three moments, recent ones, where you had your own back. This isn't those Instagram-worthy pictures, but the quiet ones. Maybe you went to bed when you were exhausted instead of pushing through. Or you didn't respond to a message right away because you needed some space. Maybe you told the hard truth in a conversation when it would have been easier to stay agreeable. Maybe you got out of bed on a hard day anyway. Find three moments. Name them. This isn't about positive thinking, but it's evidence collection. Our brains are wired to scan for something's wrong, but we're deliberately trying to train it to scan for where you showed up for yourself. I want you to choose one small ritual that will become your trust deposits for the next month. This is just one, not five, not a whole morning routine. One. Could be five slow deep breaths before reacting, or journaling each morning, or remembering to turn kindness towards yourself when your spiral starts. Keep it so small that it feels unimpressive, but repeat it. Because when you do it, let yourself notice. This isn't about control. You're teaching your nervous system that you are someone who stays. This is how rebuilding begins. Quietly, on purpose, one deposit at a time. As we close, I want you to hear this clearly. You have more evidence than you realize that you are trustworthy. You're not starting from nothing. You're not broken. You're not behind. There are moments in your life, even painful ones, where you chose to stay, where you chose growth, where you chose honesty, where you chose to keep going when it would have been easier to shut down. Those count. Self-trust isn't built in a single brave leap. It's built in the quiet return, in the breath you take instead of the reaction, the kindness you offer yourself instead of the criticism, and the small ritual you keep even when no one sees it. If you want to go deeper in a structured, supported way on making those deposits, this is where return to wholeness comes to play. Not as pressure, not as performance, but as a support system. Something to walk with you while you rebuild. For now, just keep your one ritual. If you feel called, share it. Tell someone, let it be witnessed. You are becoming someone your nervous system can rely on. And that matters.